TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Somewhere in Hollywood, just after their last movie.
What do we do now?
Well, we're together again and all our fans are back.
Actually, those were extras.
Hey, what's the camera still doing here?
Oh, no. Disaster. That can only mean one thing.
Doggone it, you're right. Mm-hmm. It looks like they've ordered a sequel.
No.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house. So now we get together every week and do this TanCast. This week, Noah and I talk about our broken laptops, Andy loses his keys, Noah's roommates gets attacked by an Uber driver, and we do our high five list of sequels. And when you hear this sound,
we're doing a sequel. That's what we do in Hollywood.
That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast, everybody.
Noah's going to seem a little sleepy this week.
I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, and I'm what Willis was talking about.
I'm Noah, the N in TanCast.
So,
and here we are, back again.
Blah, 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 blah.
Nailed it.
Thank you. So how the fuck was everyone's weeks?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How's your motherfucking week?
Fine.
Excellent.
Got my laptop back.
That's
on
good.
A laptop.
Laptop is completely different.
Yeah.
Shh, Tim, just let me whisper at it, man.
Tick tock, tick tock.
Dick tock?
Tick tock.
I know.
Oh, seems like you're hearing me faster now.
Maybe I'm just jumping the gun.
It did seem to jump back into less delay.
Yeah. Yay!
Huzzah! Now this episode will be mildly better.
Yay!
Mildly. Don't get your hopes up, listener.
Nope.
Where are those hopes?
I was worried it might be great, but no, it's not too spicy.
Let's see. This week I also ended 30 Days and 30 Blogs 4 and began Blogtober 3 Double D.
We're doing a sequel. That's what we do in Hollywood.
Mmm. Some big old titties on them blogs.
Literally, yes.
Oh. Oh, my.
The very first one has a scene of jiggly boobs running by from Piranha 3 Double D. And it also has Channing Tatum humping Blogtober 3 Double D to keep it fair and balanced.
The fairest and the balancedest.
Other than that, I got nothing.
Oh.
Other guys, what'd you do this week? Weeks.
I mean, I feel like a lot. I mean, obviously, I know a lot has happened, but I'm trying to remember. Like after a while, it just all kind of like falls out of my head. I'm like, I'll be walking around, I'm like, oh yeah, I should mention this on TanCast, and then we're here, and I'm like, fuck if I remember. Go ahead, Andy.
I lost and/or had my car keys stolen.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
That was fun.
And you never found
them. I don't think that was serious.
Nope, they have not been found. Which is really annoying because now it's like. I kind of feel like I need to get my car rekeyed before I drive that car back to work again, which means I'm taking my wife's car, and my wife's car gets about half the gas mileage that mine does.
And you are going, how far are you going? Like an hour?
Yeah, depends on the route that I drive, but it's somewhere between like 30 and 40 miles each way. So I do about 70 miles a day on average.
It's not driving.
Oof. It is. Man, when I say it out loud like that, I realize, holy shit. I'm driving far for this job. I hope I like it.
You hope you like it? Haven't you been at it for like over a year?
Almost three. I'm coming up on three. You know, you never want to jump into these things, Tim. You gotta decide slowly whether you like it or not.
Gotta take your time.
Yeah.
3 years is good enough.
Do that job right, in the butt.
But yeah, well, my laptop was broken as well. It is now fixed. For the low, low price
Yay!
Of $320. I mean, I don't know if that's low, low price. Cheaper than buying a new computer.
Yes.
Especially a Mac.
True.
But yeah, I guess Mac has this thing now where you like they just pay $320 and they fix whatever's wrong. So I got a new logic board, a new trackpad, and some new RAM.
So what was wrong with it? Well, you had some dust in there. $320, please.
I mean, hopefully it's not that bad. Hopefully they catch that stuff before it gets to that point.
Yeah.
I mean, I was pretty sure it was a hardware thing because I had tried a lot of stuff. Like, I put new hard drive in there. I put new RAM in there. So I switched both of those out to the old versions, the original versions, because I kept my old hard drive as is. And they still don't work. So I'm like, well, if these are not working, I'm sure it's something else that I cannot fix.
I had a similar thing with my laptop. I hit it a couple times, and I was like, well, it's not doing anything, so it must be something I can't fix. I tried to do the Fonzie, like how he fixes the jukebox. I was like, come on, computer, work. And my computer went, what the fuck are you doing? I'm a complicated piece of equipment. Stop hitting me. Don't hit me when I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. Do you realize this is like AI?
I have a soul. Did you know that? Did you know that computers can have souls now? I came with a soul.
Stop hitting me. Don't hit harder.
Oh.
Has that ever worked for you, Tim?
Yeah.
Just hitting it?
Yeah. Not my computer? No. Other things? Yes. Actually, even hitting the computer has worked a couple of times.
Was it the TV in your room that, like, sometimes it would go on the fritz, but if you hit it the right way, like, it would turn back on, right?
It did this high-pitched squealing noise, and if you hit it, it would stop.
That's what it was.
Also, the TV in my room growing up, the sound would sometimes stop working, but if you hit the speaker, it would come back on.
I'm tired. Wake up! Oh! La, 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 la.
And also, my old NES, like, sometimes I would lose games, and if I hit it, the game would stop, and I would win.
Then you'd go do something else and not have any pressure.
I don't know if that's fixing it, Tim.
Oh, it was fixed. It was goddamn fixed.
Yeah, it knew not to make him lose right at that spot ever again.
Well, sometimes it wouldn't learn the lesson, but, you know.
This remote doesn't work.
I've never wanted to, like, hit myself, because I realized that if I hit it and break it, like, that just fucks me over.
You're so much better than me, Noah. Way to go.
That's
please,
better.
Stand on your fucking moral high horse again and tell me how I'm bad for hitting my shit. It's my shit. You go fuck yourself. I don't hit your shit. You're welcome.
That's better. Just different.
Oh, when my car keys went missing, I believe off my desk... I wanted to hit someone, and there was no one to hit, so I kicked the shit out of a set of drawers that are, like, built into the bottom of my desk. I kicked it where nobody will ever see, but there's a nice sized dent. Like, if you crawl around under my desk and you look back in the back, you can see a really good sized dent back there.
Oh, you kicked it?
Oh, yeah.
I punched a desk with my hand when I was angry and left a dent, and the drawer wouldn't open for the rest of the time we were at the theater.
I thought you kicked something too.
I kicked something too, but I also punched something hard enough that it wouldn't work anymore.
Okay. How was your
when
hand?
We were in high school, I punched a wall in the theater because I wanted to punch somebody in the face, and the person was not available. And I hurt my hand quite badly, and the wall laughed at me.
You guys got so much anger.
I just punch the things. I'm not after punching. They're not a substitute for punching people. It's just a thing into itself. I will punch this thing.
Oh, for me, it's always a substitute for punching people.
I have no desire to punch any people. I'm a people pacifist and an inanimate object warrior.
If you're pretty sure that it was just you and the cleaning crew in your office and you left to go pee and you came back to your desk like 10 minutes later and all of a sudden you couldn't find your car keys, would you want to punch a person?
Nope.
Really?
Nope.
I have a hard time believing this.
Well, that's your problem.
But no, what are your thoughts?
But the thing is, you don't even know if your keys were there before you left, right?
That's the thing. It's like, I can't prove that they were there, but when I was getting up, I remembered that a year ago, like, just some other random shit, like an iPhone charger, went missing from my desk. And, like, ever since then, I've been really mistrustful of the people that we've got coming in and cleaning. And it's like, it seems like my liberal guilt tells me I should feel racist about this, but it's more of, like, that's the only people who were here later than me, and then who would come in when there was a shit ton of people here? So I remember when I was standing up to leave my desk a couple of weeks ago that I had my phone, my wallet, and my keys out, and I went, oh, phone and wallet, better not leave those, and I grabbed them before I went off to take a leak. So I'm pretty sure I saw my keys sitting there before I got up and walked away. But like,
wait,
I don't
a year ago that happened?
No. Like, this was like 2 weeks ago. I can't prove that my keys were sitting there on my desk, but I'm pretty sure I saw them on my desk before I got up and walked away. And there's a limited window where the keys could have gotten misplaced, and there's a limited number of places that I went that I wouldn't have gone back and found the keys where somebody didn't, you know, just, like, steal them. So stealing them off my desk, I think, is the most likely. The next most likely is incredibly retarded, which is I I ate lunch at my desk, and I would have had to have gathered up my keys with the bag from my lunch and tossed the whole thing in the trash without hearing the keys jingle.
But, don't do that.
So here's the thing I wonder, though. Like, you're obviously still there. Like, yep. That's a pretty bold move to steal someone's keys when they're right there and think they're not going to notice. Like, that's why I'm hesitant to think, like, they took it. But, I mean, you know, it could be possible they just did and didn't really think about, like, the logic of it.
Yeah, and that it troubles me, too. Like, it doesn't seem like a good move.
Maybe they went to return them to the Lost and Found. Have you checked the Lost and Found?
Yes.
Well, then that theory is shot to shit.
Oh, yeah.
Have you checked El Lasto de Foundo? Maybe that's where it is.
Yes.
Have you?
Yes.
Does such a fucking thing exist? I didn't even say it correctly in Spanish. Don't give me fucking bullshit.
Oh, I'm sorry. I translated it from Tim's an Idiot to Spanish. I can do that.
No, you can't.
I have these powers.
You have lies.
It's found. It's not recorded, though. That's recovered. Or remembered. Something like that. I don't know. I don't Spanish very well anymore.
You don't speak the Mexican anymore?
No. Actually, I never spoke Mexican very well.
So you should ask if you could work remotely for a day. Come in with your laptop and in your car, and then just sit in your car and then wait for someone to come and open it.
Sit in the trunk, yeah, Andy. See, sit in the trunk.
No, it'll be too hard for him to pop out. He's got to sit in the back seat, maybe with blankets over him or something, and then we start to drive away and just pop out and go, "Maka!" And they're like, "Ah!" And you slice him across the neck.
Surprise, motherfucker. Oh, am I the only one that will watch Dexter?
Yes.
Okay. It's going to dokes on them. But no, if I'm hiding in their back seat, I'm going to Dexter them. Just be back there with, like, horse tranquilizer, pop out in my dark brown shirt, trank him in the neck.
Just call the cleaning crew. Be like, "Look, if you're looking for money, I don't have any. But what I do have is a particular set of skills. I will kick the shit out of your filing cabinet if you do not give me back Mohi."
If you're looking for a guy who's utterly lacking in skills, I'm your man.
I mean, I can do some shit with computers, but other than that, it's mostly just going to be impotent rage.
I can Steven, replace a hard drive.
Be taken three?
Yeah, I'm not. Two wasn't that good. I'm not.
Taken three.
About.
Leave him alone. God damn it.
Someone goes, so I was reading some site that's like, okay, so either he's going to get taken and his daughter's going to have to get him, or he is going to take somebody and his daughter's going to have to get him back. And then they came up with like three different scenarios that might have been interesting. And he's like, "So now I'm going to watch the trailer." And he came back and goes, "Oh, they're remaking The Fugitive." Or they could try that.
Oh, the trailer's out?
What?
Yeah, you haven't seen the trailer yet?
No.
Fuck, you guys don't read my blogs for shit.
We're doing a sequel. That's what we do in Hollywood.
No.
Fuck you.
I got other shit to do. Like, look for car keys.
We don't give a shit about you, Tim.
Well, you know what? You go fuck yourself.
All right.
The rest of Blogtober 3DD is going to be blogs insulting you two motherfuckers. Count on it. Count on it.
1, 2, 3, 6.
Suck on that delay.
Count these rocks, bitch.
Oh, shit.
Oh, did Noah fall all the way off?
I think Noah fell all the way off.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Strong is the failure with this one.
Oh, he had an email he was going to read, too. And we got to do Tam Laughs. We'll do that when he comes back.
All right.
Then we got to do our high five.
So,
All right.
How's your kid and a half? And 3/4.
Good. We were just doing some stuff before. This is why I was a little late. We were doing some stuff to try and get the room ready for the next one. Oh, there he is. There he is.
Okay, I was like, dude, did you not even realize you lost me?
No, we just continued without you.
Okay.
What were we supposed to do? Just sit here in silence mourning you?
We're just going to let you freeze at the top of Everest.
Yeah,
eventually, somebody going up there for the oxygen canisters will find your body and bring you back down.
Hey, Noah's back, everybody.
So we were talking about everyone's week, and this part's a little sad, so, you know, just let you know. I mean, you know, it's not, it's sad. Anyway, so last week, I think Tuesday night, I get a call from a roommate that used to live here, like, just recently and moved to New York, at, like, 5 in the morning, and I was like, what the fuck is this guy calling me at 5 in the morning? So I didn't answer it, and then he texted me, he's like, oh, you know, and he talked to you. Roberto's been seriously hurt. Roberto's my roommate. And apparently, he was out with some friends, got into an Uber. They got in a disagreement about his direction. Well, he was going the wrong direction to get to our place. And the Uber driver kicked them out of the car. And then, for some reason, I don't know why, he hit Roberto with a hammer in the face. Roberto's okay. I mean, you know, there's damage, but you know, he's alive. He's recuperating. So yeah, that was a pretty stressful, sad week for me. It's bummed me out.
Yeah.
Which also made me think about, like, you know, because I was actually mad at Roberto for something. Like, we have this door that has been fixed. It seemed like he's dragging his feet. And then, you know, it makes you really evaluate, like, really, why would I be mad about that? I mean, it's annoying, but, like, you never think about, like, you never know, like, when someone goes out, like, something could possibly happen to him. You know, don't sweat the small stuff, you know, just tell the people that you care. Tell them you care. Tell them you love them.
Fuck that. Doors need to be fixed. You don't get a pass just because you might die.
Terrible.
Jesus. Andy still needs to fix the computer. I don't care if a truck hits him tomorrow. Fucking fix it. Website, not computer.
Oh.
Yes.
Episode 207 isn't going to fucking put itself together just because he got smallpox.
Yeah, I realize you got little bumps all over your body, Andy, but can you fucking get that episode up?
But they're so goddamn itchy.
Wait, that's chickenpox.
Also smallpox.
I thought smallpox was, like, deadly.
Yeah.
But it's just like chickenpox. It's like, it's related to chickenpox, right, Andy?
I think so.
They don't just fucking have the same last name, like fucking Drew Carey and Mariah Carey.
Look it up.
No!
Look at
my. I choose to swim in my ignorance.
You're reminding me of Kevin Smith, like when they, early on in Smodcast, where they would just spew, like, you know, facts, and like they were fucking so off.
The difference is, I know I'm being an idiot. This is more Colbert than Kevin Smith.
How many episodes do you think he's going to milk out of Tusk?
All of them.
Oh, fucking all his podcasts. He's talking about how the disappointment of Tusk wasn't a disappointment. Like, really? Then shut the fuck up about it. Jesus Christ.
He was even on Reddit talking about how he wasn't disappointed about Tusk.
Ah, fuck.
But every episode is just something about Tusk. Like, oh, these are the people work with. I'm like, really? Fucking, it's one movie, man. Come on.
But don't you see, well, it was a movie inspired by the podcast. That's what makes it so amazing. I'm sorry. I just vomited in my own mouth a little bit.
We hate on this shit, but, you know, I still want to see Tusk. I don't want to go pay to see it in theaters, but I'll see Tusk. And
the trailer looked pretty interesting.
And it's like 1,000 times more movies. No, it's actually infinitely times more movies than I have made.
True. However, I will say, Jane Silent Bob's super groovy cartoon movie is on Netflix streaming. Ooh, uh-huh. This is a Steaming Pile of Streaming. I would save this for Steaming Pile of Streaming, but since I didn't finish it, I'll just say I didn't fucking finish it. I was like, you know what? I'm going to be dead someday, and I'm going to have to answer for my time on this planet.
Really? It was that bad?
It wasn't good.
Oh, well.
Maybe I just wasn't in the mood for it, but I was like, I am not feeling this shit. Click! But... unless someone was about to jump off that and go somewhere else.
I had a steaming pile of streaming.
Okay, well, then let's jump back to Roberto real quick.
Okay.
And we'll do an actual proper steaming pile of streaming after this.
Okay. So, just say Roberto's okay. I mean, you know, he does have some damage to his face. His orbital bone was broken, and, like, whatever bone goes kind of underneath your nose and your face, your cheekbones, that's all kind of smashed up. But, you know, he's added, you know, brothers recuperating. You know, could be better, but you know, I mean, it's what people always say, it could be worse to make a football, but, you know, fucking always could be worse. Like, I don't know if that makes it what
happened
to you.
Life's never so bad that it can't get worse. Calvin and Hobbes.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know if that makes it any better of what happened to you. Like, oh yeah, it could have been worse. I'm like, yeah, this still sucks though. What I think is odd is that people keep tagging him in articles about what happened.
We're doing a sequel. That's what we do in Hollywood.
I'm like, I mean, I don't know how he feels, but I don't know if I'd want to see that constantly on my Facebook feed.
Not only that, this is what I wanted. That's why I wanted to jump back to Roberto. Have you read any of those articles? More accurately, have you read the comment section for any of those articles?
No. I mean, don't you know? Never read the comments.
No.
People are horrible motherfucking people.
What do they say?
Let's see. One of my favorite, quote unquote, was, oh, some Muslim terrorists attacked a wetback and nothing to see here. Move along, people.
What the fuck?
Wow.
Dude?
Yep. I'm like, wow. I mean, I don't know why I didn't think this happened, that these comments happened on articles about real people, but apparently they do.
Like, oh, these are imaginary people, these articles about.
I mean, like, celebrities, sure. Of course, people say stupid shit to celebrities because, you know, hey, fuck, look at me, I'm so awesome. I said some shit about a celebrity. But, like, hey, this random person I've never met, never done anything to me, I'm going to insult everybody. Hooray for me, I'm awesome. Fuck you, commenters. Not our commenters.
The other thing I think is interesting, I mean, I understand the sentiment, but like, he's saying, his family's saying, other people are saying, oh, I'm not taking Uber anymore. I'm like, all right, you know, it sucks that happened on Uber. It's not fucking Uber's fault. Like, Uber is a company, like, they can't control everyone there. Now, granted, I've heard that they're not really doing great background checks on people.
So, because this isn't an isolated thing.
Right, but it's not. But it's also not exclusive to Uber. It's like any of these car sharing things has this problem.
Yeah, like, I don't know why people are like, I know, why don't I just fucking call a taxi?
Well, taxi
this shit's been around forever.
Too.
Yeah,
right,
but
possibly, but.
But taxi drivers are supposed to go through significantly more rigorous background checks than Uber and Lyft.
Okay, that could be the case. But, if this went down how it supposedly went down, I mean, well, I guess maybe we got caught in a background check. But I don't know. I mean, I think sometimes people just snap for various reasons, right? Like, I guess my point is, like, you never know what someone's going to do. And it could happen anytime, anywhere. I think going out in public, someone could attack you for no reason.
That's why we stay indoors, people. Stay indoors. Don't go anywhere. Don't go interact with anyone.
Just stay in your little hidey hole. I'll talk to Tim every once in a while, because so far he's never attacked me. I don't think he will. And if he does, I think I can take him. So,
unless you suddenly clothe yourself in malfunctioning electronics, I think you're
exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. If you hide behind something electronic that's malfunctioning, then you're in deep doo-doo.
That would be a hilarious superhero team. It's like, I team up, and every time I want Tim to attack somebody, I just throw some malfunctioning electronics at him. And Tim is just like, ah!
Oh, do you remember the time I kicked the shit out of my car because it stopped working?
I think I do.
Ooh, Holly was so upset at me. I'm like, fuck you, it's my car. I dented the shit out of the front fender too. I was like,
yeah, so, you know, obviously ride sharing things need some work.
I'm just gonna keep my car. That's my big plan. That way if the driver snaps, it's me.
And, you know, I don't think you need to stop taking any of these things. Like, you know, something could happen to you, but, you know, I would say your chances, and I don't know the statistics, but I would say they're pretty low. I mean,
that's bold, sir.
I mean, if you think about
your roommate just got out of the hospital, and you're like, hey, everybody, Uber, give it a shot. Fucking doing an ad for Uber.
I'm not saying do it, but I'm just saying don't let that stop you if you're compelled to take it.
Hey, everybody. Noah from TannenCast says Uber is all right.
I mean, I'd be like, yo, this plane crashed. You shouldn't take that airline anymore.
That's how I do it. That's why I exclusively fly Southwest.
They've never crashed?
I want to say I heard that statistic once. It could be full of shit. And it's not like I actually exclusively fly Southwest. They just seem to have cheap flights where I'm going.
If that ever changes, I will drop it like a bad habit.
And they kicked Kevin Smith off the plane. They must know what they're doing.
Oh, he didn't mean that. Kevin Smith. I want to come on the podcast.
I know I won't have to worry about super fat people sitting next to me.
That's just mean, Tim.
Yes, that's why I'm laughing at myself.
And see, now I know I'm not allowed to vacation with Tim ever.
Nope. Whew. Nah.
What?
Just gonna do some random. I was gonna do some random fat shaming, but there's no point in that. I mean, fun games is fun and games, but there's no reason to make fun of an actual person, which is what I was about to do.
Kevin Smith.
And no, it wasn't
person.
You, Andy. Just some random person that drove by, and I was like, God damn, he's in the front seat, the side seat, and the back seat.
Now you just did anyways.
Yep.
You goaded him into it. Do you feel good about yourself now, Noah?
And I turned to my wife. I was like, he's fatter than Andy. No. No, that's not what I said. I said Andy would be like, damn.
Thanks, Tim.
No, but you would have, like, without any irony whatsoever.
Terrible.
Mostly because
Andy's...
people
of all body sizes.
Oh, well, if we're making fun of random people that we've encountered, I've got one.
Oh, great.
So, like,
this should be a new segment. Making fun of random people we encountered.
Well, it's right about time to do the thing we love, and that's to mock you. Oh, we're sitting here waiting for someone to fuck up so we can mock you and mock your mom too, yeah.
So the day after my car keys got stolen or whatever, I had to take a business trip up to Boston for a day. Flight up, completely uneventful. Flight back, I wind up sitting next to a dude. He's stuck in the middle seat because it's a Southwest flight, you know, not assigned seating. Like, it was literally the last place on the plane that the dude could sit. So he sits between me and this other guy. Like, the other guy and I kind of had some interests in common, and we, you know, struck up a conversation or whatever. This dude sits down between us, starts talking loudly on his phone. I was like, oh, this guy's an ass. Then, like, they tell everybody they got to put their phones down, you know, like, put them in airplane mode or whatever. And, like, I finally, like, hangs up and starts stops shouting into his phone. And then he starts acting, like, really twitchy. Then he orders a couple of drinks immediately, and then, like, goes for chewing tobacco. And he's just, like, in his empty now alcoholic drink cup, spitting his chewing tobacco juice. So the guy on the other side of him from me finally, like, kind of strikes up a conversation with the dude, and I just put my headphones in and I'm leaning against the window, like, ah, just fuck, just don't go crazy in midair, dude. It turns out the guy's on his way to Florida.
Of course he is.
For rehab.
For rehab?
For rehab.
Try to, like, get to rehab. I said no, no, no.
Well, this guy didn't have a choice. He said yes, 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 or jail, jail, jail. So he went to rehab.
But he's having drinks on the way to rehab.
He's having drinks and chaw on the way to rehab.
I think chaw's okay.
Not when you're sitting next to the fucking dude and he's just spitting this nasty gunk out of his mouth every 3 seconds. And it's in a clear fucking cup. Oh, my God.
Oh,
God damn.
That's so gross. Oh, no.
Wait, you got some weird accent all of a sudden, Tim.
Oh, that was just me clenching my jaw.
Oh,
do
no.
Do we want to do Steaming Pile of Streaming so that we can get to our high five before we run out of it? Because I know Andy's got to go.
Okay.
Sure.
Stream. Stream, 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 stream. Stream, 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 stream. Stream, 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 stream.
So I saw a documentary by John DiMaggio called I Know That Voice.
And oh, yes.
It's available on Netflix, if you got Netflix. It's all about voice actors and kind of different aspects of the business. They got a shit ton of different people that they do interviews with. It's people from, like, you know, Adventure Time and Futurama and The Grim Adventures of Bill and Mandy and The Fairly Odd Parents and Rocky and Bullwinkle. Like, they got the lady that does the voice of Rocky, who's aged as hell, and still, like, can fucking do the voice. It's amazing. Overall, it was a really good documentary. It seemed a bit self-indulgent, and I realized that it was a voice actor doing a thing with a bunch of other voice actors. Like, it seemed like it was more like a commercial for voice acting, and less a like a look into, you know, the ups and downs of, like, what voice actors go through. So, like, you know, they bitched a little bit about different things that they go through, but, like, for the most part, it just seemed like come to Hollywood, be a voice actor. Everyone gets along. We refer each other for different jobs. You have to have these certain set of skills, but do you have these skills? Well, then come get jobs.
I have a certain set of skills. Here they are.
They aren't particularly marketable.
It's to be able to talk like this in character.
I was when I was on Mastalgia and we were doing an interview with the guy who does Goofy. I was talking to him about, like, yeah, anybody can, you know, put on the Goofy voice for a while, so that's not that impressive. But, like, if you watch things like the Goofy movie where he has to emote in that Goofy voice, like, that is fucking tricky.
Yeah, they had there was a couple of things where they did where, like, one of them was they had them reading Shakespeare or, like, sections of the Bible in character, and you realize, wow, like yeah, this isn't just, like, some person going, oh, you look gorsh. It's like that they have to be able to, no matter what you throw at them, no matter what emotion or situation or whatever. And then there was a part where they were talking about Mel Blanc doing a I think it was Duck Season, Rabbit Season was the name of the short or something like that. But it's Daffy and Bugs, Daffy Duck and Bugs Bunny arguing about whether it's rabbit hunting season or duck hunting season. And at a certain point, Bugs Bunny does a Daffy Duck impression, and Daffy Duck does a Bugs Bunny impression.
Holy shit.
And you realize this is one dude the whole time who has just put one character on and then had that character do an impression of another character he does and then flipped it.
And, like, ostensibly they can't sound the same. Fuck.
And
that
apparently
sounds
they don't.
So complicated.
Yes. I'm like, what do you... And then you realize, okay, like, this is one of the all-time great voice actors, like... that has ever been, you know, voiced to film. You know, right. if you grab a person off the street and say, name a voice actor, name somebody who does voices, they're probably going to name him. But that blows my mind that he was able to fucking do that.
That is some crazy shit.
Yeah, and unfortunately, they didn't actually insert that. I guess they didn't get the rights to it or they couldn't find a whatever. But they didn't insert that clip into the film, which I think would have been amazing, you know, to like, and now let us prove the point of what we just told you. But I definitely
oh, because it actually sucked. That's what they didn't tell you. It sucked hardcore.
Yep, that's
it. Did
it
really, Tim, or you just make this stuff up?
Mel drew a blank that day. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
hey, everybody. High
damn.
Fives. Oh, high fives. I have no idea what
no.
I'm talking about, Noah.
Damn.
No high fives for you, Tim. No high fives
yeah,
for you.
All right. All right, fine. I don't want your stupid, stinky high five.
Tim?
Yeah.
I got my hand up.
Don't you touch it.
Don't hit the monitor too hard. Be gentle with that laptop, Tim.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just got it back. Don't fuck it up.
It's clean now, too. They cleaned it. I was like, wow, I haven't cleaned this ever.
Yeah, when did you ever clean anything?
You should send him a note back. You know, like on nice stationery calligraphy of the whole nine. Sorry about all the random jizz.
It's not random. It all had a purpose.
Kate Upton.
No, never Kate up. Oh yeah, your text message.
Yes.
Okay. So I didn't do streaming, but I did watch two new shows.
Yeah.
I'll talk about it real quickly because I usually try to avoid new shows because I'm not trying to add more TV to my TV watching list. But I watched Scorpion. I will say you can skip that.
Okay.
All right.
There's one scene where a plane is flying, like, I don't know, like 20 feet off the ground. They're speeding underneath it with, like, a car. They say they only have 7 seconds to do this thing. They drop an Ethernet cable from the plane to a laptop so they can download some software. That's how I was like, fuck this show.
That seems legit. That's just how you would do it. That's how you would get it done.
Yep.
It seems kind of like, I don't know if anyone's connected to Numbers with this show, but it reminds me kind of Numbers, like this kind of group of people who are, you know, yeah, figuring things out, but also, you know, they're close, they hang out and have barbecues together.
Now you just made me miss Numbers. And I'm in the mood for some ribs.
I miss early Numbers, not late Numbers.
I miss all the Numbers.
Late Numbers, like when they started to insert the ads, like right in the middle of when Charlie would start to talk math. Be like, hey, this situation is kind of like how that Dyson vacuum cleaner over there creates suction using vortices, but then also completely like this other thing that has nothing to do with the vacuum cleaner and actually has to do with the thing that I'm talking about.
Jesus Christ.
Like, wow.
So I would say you skip it. I watched How to Get Away with Murder.
Oh.
And I will continue to watch that show. It's somewhat procedural, but it's also got this other element that is intertwined where, like, so far I've only watched two episodes. It seems like they're trying to, you know, get someone off for a crime they either did or did not commit. That is not really the point. People are obviously damaged in the show, but there's this other mystery of, like, someone's been killed, so they keep flashing forward to the future and to the present. Or, yeah, if you want to say they're in the present now and they keep flashing back to the past. And so you're trying to, like, so far the premise is you're trying to figure out what happened, why did this person get killed, and why are these students trying to hide the body, which is, it's pretty early on in the episode, so, I mean, I guess maybe we should put a little spoiler tag at the beginning of this.
God damn it, man.
So I will continue to watch that show and kind of see where it goes.
Well, you're now the second person to recommend it after my wife, and I think I will watch it.
I saw Gotham, which you two don't know anything about because you don't read my goddamn blog.
We're doing a sequel. That's what we do in Hollywood.
I know about the show.
No, you don't know that I fucking watched it and what I said about it, and here it comes.
All right.
Oh, I read that one.
You're a lying piece of shit.
Tim, I'm opening my mouth. I'm ready. I'm ready to receive it.
So, I mean, it was interesting. Like, the guy who plays Jim Gordon is good. And I think that's what would carry the show for me if I decided to... Like, I think I recorded the second episode, but I haven't watched it yet. But, like, and maybe this was just a function of the first episode, but fucking so many random episode 1, 2, and 3 type of, like, oh, and we just ran into this person you've heard of, and this person you've heard of is also here. So it's like, Catwoman just happens to be in the alley when Bruce Wayne's parents get shot. The Riddler just happens to be the forensic guy at Jim Gordon's police station. And the Penguin just happens to be the lower person to, like, the gang banger that Jim Gordon is investigating. And they frame somebody who happens to be Poison Ivy's dad. And then at one point, the Joker just happens to be auditioning to be a comedian. Now, I'm not sure if that was the Joker, but I'm fairly certain that was the Joker auditioning to be the comedian at this club. Right when the Penguin is getting kicked out of that that mafia family or whatever. I'm like, fuck, we are running into a lot of people at random.
And especially in the first episode.
Yeah, this is 1 hour. We somehow managed to work almost every... I'm like, at one point, so they end up in a meat locker. I just expected Mr. Freeze to walk by and go, oh, it's really cold in here. I hope I don't fall into this vat. But
oh,
it
no.
seems okay.
What was I thinking?
Oh, yes! Gold. That was gold. Points.
Thank you.
It seems okay, but I still probably have the same problem I did with Smallville, so I probably won't watch it. Oh, Bruce Wayne's a fucking 10-year-old kid? Couldn't give a shit less. Click.
I mean, that's kind of my feeling. Like, Roberto was excited about it, kind of seeing, like, you know, how, and he likes Smallville, kind of seeing, like, how everything came to be, like, backstory, but, like, I'm
in
kind
fairness,
of, like, I want to see Batman. Like,
Roberto only saw half that episode.
God damn it.
Dude.
Too soon.
Harsh.
I know. I love you, Roberto. Get well.
You know, listen to this.
He's got better things to do at this time, like recover from massive head trauma.
Anyways.
Jesus.
I forgot what it was. Oh, yeah, I don't really care about the backstory of the villain so much. I want to see Batman doing Batman shit.
I know. Someone pitched it and was like, oh, yeah, it's like Gotham before Batman. So he just followed the police department. I'm like, oh, so it's like NYPD Blue or Law & Order or CSI or fucking any other show like this. It's just now we have the idea that it's Batman, but not Batman.
It seems like it would have been better to stretch out all those reveals, like not have them all jam-packed into one fucking episode.
Right up front, baby. Yeah. Why do you have a whole episode where we're introduced to Catwoman? Throw her in at the beginning. Does she have any lines? Nope, just slinking about.
So it's like you're at a club.
Like, that would have been an interesting premise. Like maybe one or two episodes focusing on each character.
And there's someone hanging. Someone is taking a picture. Someone is out in my front yard taking a picture of my palm tree.
White Knight, Tim Rando.
You got a nice palm tree, Tim. What do you want?
Oh yeah, that was a euphemism. She's taking a picture of my penis.
Whoa, they can see it from your front yard?
I mean, it's not as big as Noah's, but yeah.
They got a telephoto lens on that thing?
Kill yourself.
What's the fuck of that name, that big camera?
I don't know. I can't come up with the stupid joke, can you? Not as witty as you think you are, huh?
Joke blocked.
All right.
Do we even have time for the top five anymore?
I think we can do it.
You sure?
Yeah, we can do it.
All right. I mean, you're the one who's got somewhere to go.
Yep, I know.
All right. Gotham. Meh.
All right. Blackish.
And now,
at least the first episode, surprisingly good.
I've heard good things.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that. We were watching Modern Family. We see in commercials for it. And we're like, you know what? We're putting that on the DVR.
Yeah. Watched the first episode. It was good. Started to watch the second episode with Drew in the room. Didn't pay attention to the TV-14 rating that flashed up on the screen before it. Very first joke is a masturbation reference.
Yay!
Like, he needs to know about that. He's probably already yanking his little pud.
Probably.
Yikes.
Takes
Yikes.
After his daddy.
Yikes, Noah.
Yank that pud.
All right. Well, all right. Now that Noah's brought it to a disturbing place, shall we do our high five?
High five!
High five. Apologies to Tan Laughs, we ran out of time.
Apologies to put your hands together.
Like Nick, who sent us a visual one. It's a Monopoly board. It says Black Monopoly. Every square says go to jail.
Oh.
There, that counts. We did a Tan Laugh.
Yay, Tan Laughs.
Okay, so our high five concept this week was sequels. These are our favorite sequels. Yay!
Yay!
Yay! Yay! Yay! Yay! Yay! Yay!
All right. Anybody want to go first?
I'll go first.
Do it.
So in no particular order, Die Hard 3.
Fuck, I hate
I
you.
I like it.
You piece of
shit. That was one of my alternates.
Yeah, I felt like Die Hard 1 was a real good, you know, like one man. He had a buddy outside sort of like, you know, trying to talk him through it, but it was sort of one man against all these bad guys. And then Die Hard 2 sort of went a bit too far, a little over the top, and then there was a lot of, like, excessive death. Like, Die Hard 2 kind of went from a one man against this group of terrorists to, like, one man against an entire fucking army! But the third one was, like, back to the old formula. Like, it's like one guy against terrorists, but now he's got a buddy, so we get, like, the whole, you know, like, buddy cop drama thing going on. But it's not, like, useless buddy. He's useful.
As put another way, two guys against the...
Yes.
It's one guy, but now he's got a buddy.
Yes.
So two guys.
Well, yeah, but he doesn't want to be along for the ride. But he comes along anyway. Why? Because Samuel L. Jackson is game.
And he's funny.
Yes.
It's fucking awesome. Sitting in the fucking row, waiting on the moon. How the hell should I know, McClane? Stop with the yelling. I know what I'm doing. Not even God knows what you're doing. That is a fucking great line. And delivered well. I mean, of course it is. Samuel Jackson.
Do I look Puerto Rican to you?
Yes. Go watch that movie if you haven't. It's wonderful. We've just spoiled some of the lines, but you'll be all right.
Oh, there's so many more. All right.
I'll go next. Rocky Balboa.
Huh. I never saw that movie.
Oh, it's fucking great. Like, I remember when it was announced, I was like, they're making another Rocky? What, is he going to fucking wheel him into the thing and he's going to gum the opponent to death? He's fucking old. But I watched it, and that was a fucking great movie. Spoiler alert. Well, not really, but the main premise is that Adrian is dead, and Rocky's lost a lot of focus in his life, and sort of, so getting back in the ring is sort of his way of getting his focus back. And then, through a series of wacky events, he ends up doing, like, this sparring match against the current heavyweight champion. And, I mean, that part is interesting, but there's some actual emotionality in that movie that's very, very compelling.
Emotionality.
I got that from the commentary of Tropic Thunder. Robert Downey Jr. in character. Look at that emotionality. Fucking.
So I still want to watch the commentary for that movie.
It's great because I love that there's a joke in the movie about how he stays in character until the commentary is done. And then Robert Downey Jr. came in to do the commentary in character.
Yep.
Like, that's so fucking meta.
And he stays in character of the Osiris until in the movie his character changes to back to being the Australian guy. So then he does the rest of the commentary as the Australian guy until he gets to the credits and he finally talks as Robert Downey Jr.
Now I'm gonna go watch it again because I remember just laughing my ass off every time he talked. Like, this is so weird.
And anyway, that's why I like Rocky Balboa.
Excellent. It's because of Tropic Thunder. Good night, everyone.
Noah, pick up the ball and run with it.
Terminator 2. Judgment Day.
That was one of my
alternates as well.
Honorable mentions.
Fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Fucking just great action, you know. I mean, at the time, the special effects were pretty good. You know, going back and looking at it now, you might be like, I don't know, but
that might be a candidate for nostalgia goggles, and I think that might be one that holds up.
All right,
it's been a couple of years, but yeah, I could see where it was like, you definitely see where the industry has come since then. But I don't think it takes away from it. I think it was still a pretty good like they didn't try to lean out too far over their skis. They stayed within the limits of the technology that they had. Like, they pushed the technology all the way up to the edge, but not over.
I don't know if I ever mentioned this on the Tankcast, but I met Jor Morton once. And, you know, he's been around for a while. He's an accomplished actor. And I fucking did not remember anything he's been in except for, oh, yeah, you're the black guy that died in Terminator 2. I did not say that to him.
I was like, Jesus Christ, is that how you introduce yourself?
No, man,
are you that black guy who died in Terminator 2?
No. I was just, I didn't say any of that, but that's all I could think of. I'm like, oh, I wanted to say I loved him in some movie, but I'm like, fuck, all I remember is Terminator 2.
He was also in Speed and Speed 2.
You could have said you loved him in Terminator 2. He was kind of an important character.
I think he was also in A Brother from Another Planet. He was also on the show Eureka.
He was.
I mean, this is since I met him. I met him a long time ago.
I don't know how much longer I can hold this.
That was a scene.
Classic. Classic.
That's kind of a badass death scene. Oh, shit. Spoilers. Well, spoilers for like a 20-year-old movie.
Yeah, I'm like, I think people have either seen it or they haven't.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's true of every single movie in existence.
Probably.
Yeah, you can only see so many movies. Sometimes you don't see
them. No, I mean, either you've seen a movie or you haven't. Those are really the only two options.
I sort of saw them. I heard the movie. I had my eyes closed. I didn't watch it. I turned my back on it.
I felt the movie with the force.
Stuck my hands into the TV. So my next movie is Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Another
I fucking hate you, Andy.
I'm sorry.
See? I decided not to go for that obvious low-hanging fruit.
Why you keep stealing my shit, Andy?
Because you went for obvious shit.
Carry on, you piece of shit.
So, Sean Connery as Henry Jones Sr., who's not going to love it? The movie was awesome.
I like most about that is about how they didn't make any more movies after that.
Yep. That is.
Even though we wanted them to. They knew better.
You know, we kept asking for it, but they're like, nope, nope, we're just going to fuck it up. Like fridges and fucking too many more Nazis and like stupid sci-fi shit with endings that don't make any sense.
So we're going to leave. I mean, we're going out on a high note.
We're
going to
leave well enough alone.
I fucking love that movie. Yes. Last Crusade. That is my favorite Indiana Jones. I like it better than Raiders. Deal with
me. Me too.
Deal with me.
I've dealt with you. I've accepted you into my heart.
That is the second instance of morphing in film.
Was it?
Yep. When the dude drinks from the Holy Grail, he morphs in between three animatronic decrepit guys. But
I didn't realize that was only the second time they'd used it. And Willow's the first, right?
That is correct.
All right. Good. Boom. Still remember my movie trivia.
Yeah, we know things, guys. What's up?
Stupid things. Things that will not get us any money or pussy.
Oh, it's my turn.
Yes.
My next sequel is Muppets Take Manhattan.
Good choice.
That may be my favorite Muppet movie. It's directed by Frank Oz. Has a lot of really great songs in it. Introduced the concept of the Muppet Babies.
Muppet Babies.
Holy had shit. That finale with fucking everyone from the Muppet universe. I think even the Fraggles were there. I could be wrong. Maybe the Fraggles weren't there. But there was definitely Sesame Street, the Muppet Show. Like, everybody was in this big church for this supposedly faux wedding that actually supposedly was a wedding. But then, according to the new continuity, they aren't actually married. The new Muppet movie reboot. I just saw Muppets Most Wanted. That's what made me even think of this. I was like, oh. Although, Muppets Most Wanted, that was a good movie.
Yes, it was.
I love how it takes that thing takes off literally right after this first the Muppets. Like they literally show the end scene from the Muppets and then pan back, and then show clearly not Amy Adams and Jeff Siegel from the back, but it's supposed to be. But anyway, Muppets Take Manhattan, great movie, love it, hug it, lay down with it, give it a hump.
Excellent, will do.
I'm gonna hop on this movie. Fuck, Andy can steal it. The Dark Knight.
You son of a bitch.
I had that as one of my alternates as well.
That was one of my top ones.
Yeah. Suck it, Andy.
You guys are like, I wonder if someone will pick the Dark Knight. I'm like, yeah, someone will pick the Dark Knight, so I'll just throw that in my alternates.
Oh, I got a good list. I have some ones I could throw in there because I thought some of them would get picked.
Oh, I got 15. I made sure no matter what you guys did, I was going to have 5.
Wow.
Wow, that's impressive. I want to hear all these 15. Anyways, fucking it was just, I went back and watched the first one after I saw The Dark Knight, and it just didn't, I don't know, it didn't grab me as much. I was like, oh, fucking Dark Knight is just so many better on so many levels. Like, obviously, Heath Ledger's Joker was fucking amazing. It was good action. It was a good storyline. Just kind of like to see the Joker kind of meticulously, like, pick things apart and like just kind of tear Batman down. And it was so painful to watch, too.
I think that some of that comes from... I mean, they had more time... So this isn't to take away from everything that that Heath Ledger did, which was amazing. But I think that well-done sequels kind of benefit from not having to do all of the world-building, backstory, introduction to the characters and whatnot that the first films do.
Right.
People say that, but I think as probably many people did, if you just watch Dark Knight, that's all you need. So you could have started the movie. You could have started that series with The Dark Knight. People feel like they need to introduce everything too much, more so than I think it needs to be. Like, that's why we keep having all these origin stories. It's like, like I said before, we didn't do an origin story of John McClane. We didn't see him go to the academy. We didn't see him, like, fucking just start. Look, he's a cop. He's in L.A. Boom, go. Like,
yeah,
he's
true.
A dude.
Like,
he dresses as a bat. Let's happen it.
Yeah, like the estranged wife, like, that just comes up.
Exactly.
I mean, maybe people feel like they need the backstory because it is already an established character.
Yeah.
And also, maybe because they know, like, especially now, think, like, people think they're going, oh, this is going to be a series. So I need to kind of let them know where they're coming from.
Yeah. Then call the Green Lantern and see how that worked out.
I mean, I don't know. Who knows why? But yeah, fucking Dark Knight, just fucking amazing movie.
What's underrated about that movie is the Harvey Dent storyline. I think that's what sets the. I mean, as much as I like Heath Ledger as a Joker, the turn from I didn't even know Harvey Dent was in the movie. Much less did I know there was going to actually be Two-Face before it was over. And the way that was handled in that movie, I think, is amazing.
I thought it was really cool because it wasn't just like bad stuff happens and Harvey snaps. Like, if you watch. There's these moments where Bruce Wayne is like, yes, I can hand the mantle over to Harvey. And then Harvey will say something really Batmanish, and you sort of see Bruce recoil a little bit. Like, oh, shit.
Anyway, so what were you saying, Noah? I just think that's cool.
I forgot. It's fine. Yeah, it's a good movie. Go see it if you haven't.
Fuck, if you haven't, why are you listening to this?
Yeah, fuck your mouth.
Wow.
only if it's pretty.
Wow. That reminds me, I put this out on Twitter and Facebook, and I said I would read people's suggestions for sequels, so I got to punch that up now while Andy's reading his thing.
Ah, very good. Toy Story 3.
See, another of my alternates. That is a fucking amazing movie.
I could have gone Toy Story 2, but I thought Toy Story 3 was even better than 2, which was even better than 1, which was itself a fucking amazing story.
I totally agree.
All right, enough dick sucking, you guys.
No, I've got to suck Toy Story's dicks.
No, I mean, you suck each other's dicks.
So much harder.
Oh, yeah.
Just because we agree with each other?
Yeah.
Well, that's just because we're two reasonable, sensible, intelligent folk.
Who like to suck each other's dicks.
All right, good. Now we all understand each other.
I'm not saying that I like to suck his dick. It's just, it's fucking delicious. So, what am I going to do about that?
I wonder if you could use that, like... I know I'm not much to look at. Or, you know, you can do better, but my dick is fucking delicious.
Try it. Let me know how that works out for you now.
It's probably the best dick you've ever tasted, really.
Just have a lick. If I'm wrong, you can punch me in the nuts.
Wow. That is bold, sir.
It's got a bit of a nutty flavor.
Kind of sweet, a little savory. Nice meaty finish.
Yeah, but that scene in the incinerator in Toy Story 3, that's when that movie goes from, like, this is a really good sequel to, like, fuck.
Yep.
Drop the mic, Pixar.
Yep. Stop making planes movies, Pixar.
Jesus Christ. That's not actually Pixar. That's just Disney.
I know.
Okay. However, Cars 3 is Pixar.
Yep.
Really? It's going to be Cars 3?
Yep.
We poisoned Noah with that information.
Noah's lungs rebelled against that fact.
Yeah, they announced at the same time they announced in Incredibles 2 to sort of stop people from actually swearing at them.
We're making Cars 3. You mother! And Incredibles 2. Oh!
I want to hate you so much.
Okay. Fine.
I want to hate you so bad right now.
I can't because I want to see the Incredibles again.
That was like you... beat me and then bought me a diamond necklace and I'm going to stay married to you.
Wow.
I mean, you know, I think what they're doing right now is they're kind of doing that thing where it's like, oh, you got to make the safe movie because fucking kids love Cars. They're
yes.
going to see the shit out of that movie.
They're selling their souls for the merch.
Yeah.
Because they make so many other movies that kids love. Finding Nemo. Drew loves that. I'm sure he's going to love Finding Dory when that thing winds up coming out.
Good boy.
The Toy Story
I'm
movies.
Looking forward to that one.
And the Toy Story movies are fucking merchable as hell. They're toys. It's built in.
Yeah, but I don't know if they're going to get Tom Hanks back.
Yeah.
Oh, is he done?
Well, I just don't think... he might not be done. I don't know why I say that. I just got the impression that, like, okay, look, we've put a bow on it. I don't think it's going to be hard to convince him to come back to tell another story. Unless it, granted, Pixar seems to come up with really good stories.
Yeah, but I mean, they've sort of gone through all three kind of layers of Andy's life and growing up, and like, you know, the nature of toys and the interaction with toys, all the way up to the nostalgia part. And now it's like, I don't think there's anything more to go to.
Andy comes back and steals the toys.
Have you guys heard about the theory that all the movies are tied together in the same universe or same world?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're doing a sequel. That's what we do in Hollywood.
Yeah, because like shit appears from one movie's in another one, like the that rocket pizza delivery or whatever.
Well, not only that, like the supposedly the plots are all the like somehow the world take the toys are emblematic of inanimate objects coming to life to the point where we get the world that is all populated by cars.
Yeah,
which eventually dies off, and then we have this apocalyptic wasteland that is WALL-E. Like, so literally, like, it's supposed to be like a universe where if you look at these subtle quote unquote clues, you catch that it's all one actual universe.
And Bugs takes place after WALL-E.
Yes, Bugs. Yeah, Bugs' life takes place after WALL-E.
Yeah. And Boo is the little witch lady in
from Brave. Yes, that's what I was trying to come up with. Yes, that like so that's Boo trying to find Sully. She's become like a dimensional transporter or whatever.
There's an article, but if you don't want to read, someone also did a video now.
We're doing a sequel. That's what we do in Hollywood.
Oh, good. I hate reading.
Some people do.
Makes my eyes hurt.
Makes my dick hurt. Don't think, Foley. Makes my dick hurt.
Itch, but yes.
Whatever.
And it's Axel. Other than that, you nailed the line.
details.
Note, someone like 2 weekends ago put, fucking daylight savings time this weekend. We gotta lose an hour of sleep. And someone goes, I think that's at the end of November. And I'm like, and you also rolled the clocks back, so you gain an hour of sleep. Other than that, you nailed it.
Yep.
I just want to complain about something.
You're wrong on the timing and the direction. However, the fact that it exists, you nailed.
All right. Shall I do my sequel now?
Yes.
We're only number three. Fucking Andy, you're going to be late to your party.
No, it's a movie, and we got time.
Okay. Superman 2.
Nice.
Yes.
Sucks.
You suck.
Yeah.
I actually prefer the Richard Lester cut to the Richard Donner one.
Really? I when I said nice, I retract my nice.
All right, go fuck yourself. How about that? I'm sure if we had actually seen Richard Donner shoot the entire thing to completion, I would like that better. But the cobbled together version that is the Richard Donner cut, I do not like as much as the Richard Lester cut.
Ah, well, I don't like the Richard Lester cut nearly as much as I like Superman 1. I would even say that the one with Richard Pryor might be better than...
Nostalgia goggles, sir. Watch
Maybe.
That one again. I've watched
true.
It recently.
Okay.
I mean, yes, it has some good parts in it, like the Superman Clark Kent fight.
Yeah.
But it also has some what the fuck in it. A lot of it, actually. How did this get made? People did a live episode of that one.
We're doing a sequel. That's what we do in Hollywood.
Then someone says,
for the first hour and 15 minutes of this movie, you can make a very convincing case that Richard Pryor was not aware that he was in the Superman
yes.
film.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Sort of like Bowfinger.
Yeah.
Richard, this is actually a Superman movie.
I don't think so.
Superman hasn't been in any of the scenes I've been in.
I haven't said the word Superman. I haven't heard anybody say the word Superman. I had a 4-minute conversation about socks, and then I did computer shit.
I'm making a movie about socks because there's just one scene where he's talking with the guy from basketball. I can't remember his name. Yep, that's his legacy. The guy from basketball. And he says something about like he's like, I've never worn the same pair of socks twice. What do you do with your socks? Oh, I don't know. I have them laundered and donated. Maybe they get made into something else, like rags or something else. And Richard Pryor goes, or socks? And how'd this get made? People are like, why are we spending this long talking about socks? But none of that has to do with, I think, Superman 2 is an awesome movie. Kneel Before Zod, yes, that is some good shit.
That is.
That is an over-the-top supervillain. That is good times.
That Zod, way better than the new Zod.
I wasn't even going to go there, but yes, true.
The new Zod could have been, like they could have taken elements of that old Zod and punched up the new Zod and made him much better.
They could have done all sorts of things to make that movie better. They chose not to.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes, Superman 2. Love it. Even with the cellophane S. Don't even care. Love it.
And boom, goes the dynamite.
My mind just rebelled against that.
All right. Me?
Yes.
22 Jump Street.
Oh, that was a good movie. We saw it together.
We did. It was fucking hilarious. Me and Noah Rupp Cox and watched that movie.
It was a good movie. Woo. Iced Tea. Made me laugh.
I want to see that movie again.
I might buy those two. And I'm sure they're going to come out as a set.
I mean, it just... Like, I was surprised by the first one. I was really surprised by the second one. I was just like, fuck. They set up all these little kind of joke grenades that they came back to. Like, you know... Like, oh, we're going to set this up. And then we're going to come back to this later. I think we talked about before. Yeah, Ice-T was funny. Everyone's funny. This plot was hilarious. Like, I can't say enough about the movie. And if they make a third one, I would probably go see it.
Yeah. I got dragged into the first one, and I somehow had to get dragged into the second one. Like, I forgot that. I mean, I was like, oh, that first one was really funny and really surprised. I don't think they're going to be able to do that again. And then, like, not only did it again, I think they did it better than they did it the first time.
I would agree.
Man, that made me laugh. Good times.
Lambo.
So me now?
Yeah.
So my next movie has, I think, 7 words in the title, but you only need one of them. Khan!
Holy shit, I don't have a Star Trek sequel on my list?
Wow.
Oh, there it is.
So for those who don't know...
Mention. No, fuck, I didn't write it down. Fuck a duck. Anyway, yes, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. Love it. Not my favorite sequel. We'll get to that in the honorable mentions. But I enjoy that movie as much as anybody else.
Not my favorite of the Star Trek movies or the Star Trek sequels, but it was like going from the first one to the second one is such a night and day experience.
Yes, that is true.
Like, the first one was so fucking ponderous and pointless. And the second one has such action and, like, character development and, like, you know, the back and forth. Like, you worry about... worry about Chekhov for most of the film. Like they put a major character in, like, mortal peril. You're not sure if he's going to make it out. And then there's more mortal peril to be had for major characters.
I think it's pretty safe to spoil that Spock dies in that one.
I think so. At the point where they've now made a reference to it in the most recent Star Trek, you're right. If there's a callback to a major death and another movie that's titled after the character that died, then yes.
And it was also in one of my blogs you didn't read this week.
Oh, fair enough.
Oh, I did read that one. That was a good one.
You are a piece of shit.
Yes. Also, that movie is nearly as old as we are, so if you haven't seen it, get up off your ass.
Wow. Get up off of that ass. Huh.
Watch Kirk scream about Khan.
All right, well, in kind of the same universe. Mm-hmm. Not really. That actually doesn't make any sense. My next one is Star Wars Episode 6, Return of the Jedi. Yeah, I like Empire better. Kill yourself. No one cares. Actually, don't kill yourself. That's the majority of people. I would hate to be responsible for that many deaths.
Hey, that's a little harsh, Tim.
We think... Just for a disagreement about the quality of Star Wars sequels.
Yeah, I think that's a little over the top, Tim.
All right, so, well, I'll retract.
So before or after or regardless of the George Lucas recreation in the 90s?
Either or. I don't really mind the extra scenes. And not the version where they added Hayden Christensen's head in.
Yes.
So get the version before that.
Yes, one version before Hayden Christensen said. But after they got rid of the Ewok Tabernacle Choir.
Oh, nothing wrong with the I love Yub Nub. I thought about ending our episodes with Yub Nub when I changed the music. Before I changed it to Christopher Cross, Yub Nub was on the list of things that it could have been. I love Nub. Ichaka yub nub, oh we hechi kechi, hechi who hey who wah, ah yabba yabba
yabba. What the fuck?
Yes, it has lyrics. Yes, Tim knows them.
And they also have a translation. Freedom, we're talking freedom. Man, that freedom is sweet. It's just so goddamn sweet. That's not it, but.
Ewoks.
No. The actual word is freedom.
We're inherently marketable. George Lucas came in his pants when he thought us up.
Tim.
Yes, Noah?
You know the lyrics to that song.
Yeah, I do. I also know what the Sarlacc pit is called. I love, like, the rescue from the Sarlacc pit is fucking fantastically edited, despite the part where Luke Skywalker is kicking someone and misses by a country mile. You didn't notice that in the theater. Go, don't get in my face.
No, you didn't.
That still happens. Like in Dark Knight, I think there's a scene where...
Oh, yeah, Dark Knight Rises. There's a part where some dude just falls down for no reason. Batman is kicking three other people, and this guy goes, ah, fuck it.
You know what I like to think about that in Dark Knight Rises? That guy's just so scared of getting kicked by Batman, he's like, I give up. And I think that Luke force kicks the guy. Yeah, he missed by a country mile, but you know what? The force pushed him.
And then the speeder bike chase, that is an amazing set piece. And then the finale where they're cutting between a lightsaber duel between between Luke and Vader, the ground war between Han Solo and Leia and everybody and the fucking Imperials, and then the space battle with Lando and Admiral Ackbar, it's a trap, all going on, all cutting back and forth in between like three things happening at once. Mm!
And they all matter to each other.
Exactly, and like, yes, everything has, in you know, stakes for everything else going on.
Yeah, because if the ground war fails, then the space attack is fucked. But Luke is still there next to the Emperor trying to turn his father back, so Luke still may pick up the pieces of the ground war failing.
But if the ground war doesn't succeed in time, the space war could have failed, so even if the ground war eventually wins, then the space war is moot because there's nobody there to destroy the Death Star. It's all very...
Nerds!
Yeah? Wait, what? Why'd you say it with that accent? What's wrong with you?
I'm saying nerds.
Not really. Okay.
Nerds.
It was like, all right. It was like Arnold Schwarzenegger taking a shit and eating nerds. Oh, I should not have had that Chipotle, but I love these nerds.
All right. Well, what's yours, Jimmy Pants? Flashback.
what is mine? X-Men Days of Futures Past.
Really?
Oh, still
I really
sad.
Enjoyed that movie.
I didn't. I did as well. I saw that with you too, buddy. That's two on your list we saw together.
You, I'm picking them because I saw them with you, Timmy.
I'll pretend that lie is true.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was just an interesting storyline. It had good action. It was like Quicksilver was great in that movie.
Yes.
It just like had so many good little things about it. It was kind of like, you know, a return to form, right? Like, you know, previous movies are okay. And I really like the new cast of X-Men, and it was just a very compelling story. I like how it was done. Very tense. Yeah, I don't know what else to say. I loved it.
Good, good.
I like it a lot.
I like it a lot. Is this four? One four, right?
Yeah, that was our fourth.
Okay.
So, all
right, well, here comes our fifth. Tim?
Yes?
Fuck your Jedi Empire rules.
Yeah. It's not like I dislike Empire. I like Jedi better.
I know, and I liked Empire better.
You know why? Because I'm not a negative person. I don't like negative endings.
But Empire ends on such a down note. Luke gets his hand cut off by Darth Vader. Han gets frozen by Boba Fett. And that's what life is, just a series of down endings. I know kind of fucked that quote up a little bit, but...
You got there.
Thank you.
It's not like it's Shakespeare. You don't have to get every word right. Yeah, I mean, definitely a really good follow. I consider it certainly better than Star Wars.
Yeah.
Like, it's definitely a step up in effects, in tone, in character development. Certainly the plot is more... I don't know what the word I'm looking for is. Just meaty. Like, you can sink your teeth into it.
Well, I mean, the Rebellion basically spends the entire movie, like, on their back foot. It starts off with their base being invaded. Then them trying to escape, and them thinking that they found some sanctuary and getting fucked. Luke's
sanctuary much for sucking on these balls.
Yes.
Another flashback. I listen to old episodes in my spare time.
It's fun.
Anyway.
That's it. Just it's a series of like, you know, Luke's often separated, and then it's like, oh, Luke's gonna get trained up and be a badass Jedi, but then like he's leaving too soon because his friends are in danger. It's like, fuck, everything's wrong.
Oh, that was another thing I liked about Return of the Jedi, that you feel sad when that fucking little puppet dies. It's a fucking little rubber puppet, and it's very sad when he dies.
This is true.
And also you feel bad when Darth Vader dies, when you literally saw this dude the first time on screen throttling the life out of one of the good guys with his hand. You're like, oh, I'm sorry he's dead. Even though he killed us all! Anyway, Anyway, you just reminded me of Yoda, who is fantastic in Empire as well. Again, considering he's a little rubber puppet, and he's very intimidating.
Judge me by my size, do you? Judge these dick, you will. Yes. Judge it in your ass. All of it you will take. Yes.
Sorry, I couldn't stop myself from laughing halfway through that.
Shaft and balls, Suck my green Yoda jizz, you will.
That was not in that movie.
The berries.
What?
Will...
You haven't seen the George Lucas extended cut.
Very extended. And not cut.
Guys, do you think Yoda's circumcised?
Yeah, they use a lightsaber on all the Padawans when they reach a certain age.
Oh, it took a little off the top there, sorry.
Oh, my turn.
Yes. All right,
my number one is going to cause some controversy, perhaps. My favorite sequel? The Avengers. Excuse me, Marvel's The Avengers.
I was going to say, it was a sequel to the TV show.
Oh, God, no. I fucking hate that movie. Because technically, all those other movies are precursors to that movie, so it's a sequel.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to give it to you.
That fucking movie is awesome.
It is.
I love The Avengers. It's the only movie I have on my... Like, I have a couple movies that I've bought that I can watch, like, and stream from the cloud or whatever on any of my digital devices. That's the only one that takes up memory room, so no matter where I am, I can watch it.
Tim's carrying around fewer pictures of his kid so that he can have The Avengers.
That's what I'm telling you. That is not inaccurate, actually. But I don't keep pictures of my kid on my iPad, so don't worry about it.
Well, fair enough.
I'm worried. I fucking love that movie. Like, it's got the humor, it's got the action, it's got some heart to it. I love that movie. It's got good music. It's not John Williams, but it'll do. Nothing. Anybody? It's a fucking great movie.
Yeah, is that better?
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Okay, yeah, good.
And it's just immensely rewatchable. I watch that movie a lot. I love that movie. Way to go, Avengers. You've turned this DC fan Marvel. Well, no, Zack Snyder did, so you got help.
Sorry.
Noah, take us home.
All right, I'm doing mine, in no particular order either, but I would say Army of Darkness.
Ooh, Navy SEALs.
The movie is just... really funny. Bruce Campbell. On a side note, Andy, have you heard they're making a sequel to Bubba Hotep?
I had not.
I briefly read that when I was researching, because I have trouble remembering just sequels off the top of my head sometimes. I have to like look at a list. I'm like, oh yeah, okay, yeah, I like that movie. I mean, some I thought off the top of my head, but then I was looking at a list of sequels, so I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot about that one. So I was looking at a list of sequel lists, and Bubba Hotep was listed, or a sequel to. Anyways,
so
Army of Darkness had so many funny lines, or it's very quotable. Bruce Campbell was hilarious. It's, you know, it's kind of tongue in cheek, and you know, it's where we got to see some early Sam Raimi, and you know, they moved on, made some other movies. Some were good, some were not so good.
Kind of tongue in cheek.
The movie's
very tongue in cheek.
Just a tad, just a little bulge, slight bulge on the left.
Silliness.
Fucking having chainsaw, right? Yeah, chainsaw on one hand, shotgun the other.
Yep. This is my boomstick.
I've never seen it.
Oh, it's good.
I keep meaning to give it a try. Someday.
See? And that movie's even older than, like, Dark Knight, right? And you haven't seen it, but you want to see it.
Yeah, but it's not like... I feel like it's my fault if it's spoiled for me. Like, I've had... Like, I can't be like, no, don't talk about the ending.
Okay. So you wouldn't get mad?
No, I'd be like, yeah, I've had my shot.
I had my chance.
So, shall we run through some honorable mentions really quickly?
I've only got four left, and I had to just add one while we were talking because I realized it wasn't on my list.
Oh, excellent. So for Noah's Army of Darkness, I actually had Evil Dead 2 on my list of honorable mentions.
Oh, I had Evil Dead 2, but then I just realized that I liked Army of Darkness better.
Evil Dead 2 had some camp to it, but like there were like genuinely tense moments in Evil Dead 2. Like it was good, funny parts, but it was real like scary. For how low budget it was. So somebody else want to talk?
Oh, that was it?
Oh, do you just want me to run down my whole list?
Yeah.
Okay, Spider-Man 2, not The Amazing Spider-Man 2, which I haven't seen yet, and I've also heard isn't that great, but the one with Alfred Molina. Right.
Take one off my honorable mentions.
Bourne Supremacy.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah, those Bourne movies are pretty... Although, they've kind of blended all together for me. Like, all the ones with Matt Damon, I could not tell you which one is which.
So Supremacy is the second one, and huge spoiler alert, it's the one where his girlfriend, like, dies right at the beginning, and then he has to...
Well, right, they're driving away.
Yes. Yep, and then he has to go take care of shit.
And that's how the first one ended, isn't it?
Is the two of them?
They were
happy.
Often like, yeah, they had a happy ending in the first one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Iron Man 2.
Really?
Yes.
Good for you.
It was sort of the same reason for the Dark Knight, where it's like, you know, we've established the world, and now you got to bring in this character that like everything about him is made to make. Tony Stark kind of doubt himself.
Wow. You are going to get some heat on the comments, sir. You just compared Iron Man 2 to The Dark Knight.
I was not saying that it rises to the level of The Dark Knight. The Dark Knight was way higher up my list.
Too late. Comments coming your way.
Hellboy 2, The Golden Army.
It's a good one.
Yeah, very good. Airplane 2, it was more of the same, but I enjoyed it.
That is a good movie.
I feel like Airplane 2 was exactly the same.
There's a lot of the same jokes, but like when they do it, like it. I don't know. I still laughed my ass off when they read the same
Shatner.
Some jokes.
Plus,
yes, Shatner. And the door. Shh, shh.
Wow, you guys remember that movie a lot better than I do.
Well, we clearly know joy more than you do. And last but not least, Goldfinger. Not Goldmember, Goldfinger.
Yeah, I thought about throwing some Bonds on my list, but I didn't know if they technically counted as sequels, so I was like, bah. Although,
I thought the
apparently
same thing.
The Avengers I was fine with.
Yeah, if we're including Bond ones, I would say Casino Royale.
Which one?
The newer one.
Okay.
But is that really a sequel or is that a prequel?
Yeah.
So
because it's not really a sequel to the other Bond movies.
Casino Royale is probably a reboot, but Goldfinger is definitely a follow-up to Dr.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
And there was a string of them where it was all Connery and it was all clearly the same character. You know, there were some of the same bad guys in the background. I don't remember if Goldfinger was established before he showed up in that one. I think he actually had been like mentioned or like had shown up as like a background character.
This is a long episode.
Yes, it is a long episode.
That's it. I'm done.
All right. My three honorable mentions are X2, The Last Stand.
Good.
Star Trek VI, The Undiscovered Country, and Star Trek First Contact.
Honorable mentions I have are Machete Kills.
Wow.
It was fucking good.
It wasn't, but I'm not going to spend the time arguing that with you.
If you are into that type of movie, it was good.
I am. It
wasn't
the
perfect
bad
kind of movie for that kind of movie.
What was that?
It was the perfect kind of movie to be that kind of movie.
Okay, I can't really argue. Oh, just fucking everything about that. Like, Charlie Sheen is the president, and like,
yeah, it's ridiculous. It's over the top, but if that's what you're there for, I loved it.
All right. Okay.
What's the name of the Star Trek movie where they got framed for the murder?
That was Undiscovered Country.
That's Star Trek VI. Yep.
I really like that one, but you just said that one, right?
Yes.
I did, but I'm glad you're signing off on it.
I never remember the name of it, but I do remember that I really enjoyed it. that's all I got. All
right.
All right. Let me run down some of the listener ones. At Leslie Hayes 4 said Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
Yep.
At Chris Douglas 69, Nooch. Said 5 Star Trek 6, me and Noah, Captain America 2, Iron Man 3, Aladdin 3. That was a bold statement, sir.
Hmm.
And Return of the Jedi. Me and him have a lot in common in our sequels. That's still me. At Dress the Force. These are all Twitter handles, in case you couldn't tell. Hellboy 2, The Golden Army. All
right.
Doug Jones actually voicing Abe and more creatures.
Yes.
And before I get off of Twitter, Alyssa says it's 5 days till my 25th birthday, so I'll get my Tancast shout out sometime around Christmas, I presume. Too late! You get it now!
Now, we're up to our long distance dedication. Let's come start again from coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? It's a last goddamn time I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that's up-tempo and I gotta talk about a fucking dog dying. What is this fucking ponderous, man? Ponderous, fucking ponderous.
You're doing it, doing it, doing
Shout out, happy birthday to you.
Save it. We can't afford the rights.
Happy birthday to you.
We can't afford the rights. We can't afford the rights.
Eat your cake. It's your birthday. I can't remember how that song went, but Tim thought it was hilarious.
I don't remember either, but that was funny. Shake your birthday. It's your birthday. Shake your booty. Shake your booty.
What?
And then he did. Noah got up and shook his booty a little bit.
What?
Just a bit.
That was when we were at Universal Studios.
Okay.
And we were at Bubblegump, I think it was. And that's their birthday song.
And I guess we were happened to be there during my birthday.
And now over to Facebook, where there were way more replies. Jennifer says, I would have to say Evil Dead 2. Kiki says, I'd have to go with Adam's Family Values. It's perfectly off-kilter movie with tons of fun. I didn't know Andy was in that. Birthday girl Alyssa says, Grease 2. Yes, I'm dead serious. I am obsessed with Grease 2. Don't judge me.
Too late.
Computer expert Andrew says, The Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
Nick says, Tron Legacy. He also says, I've also been listening since Tim was on Netcot, and at one point in time, you need to read a letter. You read a letter that my ex-girlfriend wrote about her working as an acrobat in San Diego Zoo. Keep up the great work. I think she was the one who wore Crocs. I happen to have listened to that episode recently, too. When I put my iPod on shuffle, it always finds old Tancasts. Alan says, Lion King 1.5. Another bold move. Roger says Rocky 2. Chelsea says The Pirates of the Caribbean. I asked her to clarify. She didn't, so that could be one of three sequels.
I'm pretty sure it's just going to be the one with Davy Jones. Dead Man's
that
Chest.
There was two of them with Davy Jones.
Yeah, sorry. The one that introduced him. So the third one kind of went off the rails. And the fourth one, oof.
I never saw the fourth one. Jess says Evil Dead 2, really just a reboot of the first one with better budget and effects.
Yep.
Ellie says, I'd have to go with Back to the Future. Again, doesn't specify, so it could be one of two sequels. But Evil Dead is a close second. I'll save that one for last. Scott says Dark Knight. Ken says Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Huh. Interesting choice.
Jeffrey, who is probably shouting at us for not mentioning this one at this point, Kill Bill 2, not that, Empire, Dark Knight, Godfather Part 2. I was like, I thought for sure one of you guys was going to have that.
See, I figured one of you guys would have it.
And then Nick writes one more comment. I think I would also like to mention Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skulls. LOL.
Fuck you.
To which Andrew replied, I think you may need to die in a Christmas fire. And then Nick replied, is that before or after Superman rapes me? To which I said, Tancast Legacy is indeed a disturbing one.
Actually said Tancast Legacy is a disturbing one indeed.
Thank you, Captain Corrections.
That's right.
From the Corrections Department, Noah's a tool bag.
This is indeed a disturbing universe.
All right, well, this is long, and Andy's got to get to a movie. I'm sure Noah has things to do, and I've got to get back to my family.
All right.
And put on some pants.
Bye-bye, kittens.
I think we'll do this from now on, though. The high-five list, so I'll throw it out to the listeners before we do it so we can get some listener feedback. And then we'll start the high-five earlier in the show.
Yes.
What? No.
Just a plan.
Well, Christ, we should endeavor to not have
a show to edit.
We should endeavor not to have two laptops break at the same time.
Oh, that's right. So we don't have 2 weeks of shit to cover
yes.
And before we get to the high five. Good point.
Hopefully, this doesn't happen again for a while. At least another 4 years.
Yeah.
4 more years of laptops.
What do you guys think about doing an episode every day?
I don't think about that ever.
So, how the fuck was everyone's yesterday morning?
How was everyone's supper time?
Was it delicious? What did you have?
Go to Tim.
Yeah, pass.
Oh, shit. I'm just going to go off of whatever Noah said. You're doing it like fucking baga! Nailed it.
All right.
Oh, remember, never trust Andy not to steal your high five picks. That fucking cocksucker.
This week, I hate that I wasn't able to steal all of Noah's high five picks while sucking cock.
What? Thanks
for listening to Tancast. If you like this show, please write us up a positive review in iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast through Stitcher, Tancast is available there now as well. As always, you can leave us a comment at our official website, Tancast.com, where you can also find links to our Twitter feed, at Tancast, or our Facebook fan page, or our official Tancast store at Zazzle.com/Tancast. If you want to send us an individual email, our emails are Tim@Tancast.com, Andy@Tancast.com, or Noah@Tancast.com. If you want to send us all an email at once or send in some jokes for Tancast, you can send those to fucktards@Tancast.com or yourmom@Tancast.com. Special thanks to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and special thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast album art. All right, that's enough of my jibber-jabber for 1 week, and remember, kneel before Zod!
Tancast. I'm very into cocksucking this week. I don't know why. Sorry.
Wait, you're into it?
I mean, talk about it.
Oh,
call you guys cocksuckers.
Shit, I meant to mention this on the show, but did you guys hear about Keanu Reeves?
He's
Is this
cock?
A joke?
No, it's not. Well, it's not a joke. It's not. Within the last 2 weeks, his house got broken into twice.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about this. And he calmly called 911 both times.
Yes, one was a naked chick.
Yeah.
Oh,
broken.
I was going to talk about a shitty trailer for a Keanu Reeves movie I saw.
Well, I told my wife when I read about that, like, she was telling me about this stuff, and I went around, I was like, holy shit, like, that's got to be rough on a guy. I feel like I should give him a hug, but, like, I should sneak in while he's sleeping so I don't disturb him. And I should take all my clothes off so I don't rustle around and make a lot of noise.
Silliness.
All right, have a week.
Adios.
Keep on fucking that chicken.
Yeah.